How do, everybody? I'm King David McKenzie. I am here to play you some old phonograph records.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed in the twilight's last gleaming hour? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the hair rollers fly, and the ramparts that we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Sing it.
Hey!
Yeah.
Bombs are bursting in the air. They threw through the night, and the flag was still there. Hoo-gah! Oh, sir, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Land of the free and the home.
Thank you, Brother Mojo. Yeah, King David McKenzie here on the Technicolor Dreamscape. I'm recording this on the 30th of October, 1938. I'm recording this on the 30th of October. It's not that old, 30th of October, 2005. It was on this date back in 1938. You figure out the mathematics, how many years it's been, that Orson Welles went on the radio and scared the snot out of the Eastern Seaboard with that War of the Worlds broadcast that he had a little bit. And you can find that on radioforall.net, the same place from whence this particular operation emanates. And while we're talking about horror stories, I think I'll go get me some coffee, and you check this out from Brother Jamie Brockett.
Back around 1913, there was a Negro pugilist, his name was Jack Johnson. Now old Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Well, Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Midnight on the sea, the band was playing there, my God, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I going to get there, baby? He says, oh, I'm going to show you. And he whips open a newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right, so I head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? I said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. Jackie's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He getting on down by the pier side and his manager's down there by the pier side. And there she is, folks. The USS Titanic. She's lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. Now, around this time, there was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers, owned construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at it. He says, sorry, baby, wrong color. Says, me or the ticket? This is you. Wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said this ship don't haul no coal, fade away, Titanic fade away. It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing there. My God, see, fade away, Titanic fade away, yeah. So Jack says, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here, I'm gonna pay and watch you go right on down. Titanic, she sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds, and having all sorts of good, clean party fun. Then there was the people who run the boat. Now, the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away sea. Then there was the captain, not a captain. He know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now, I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now, the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains. He wants to want to go over to England. He want to play his guitar. He want to run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, it's been just a little too long. He give away. See, even down in Mexico, even working in this rope factory down in Mexico now. Down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots on your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory, she catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch, he gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside. He gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, shit, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more. See, he take everything he own, he wrap it up on up in a diaper and a knapsack too, and he hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The cap says, what you got, boy? He says, I'm coming on. This is what you got. And this is where I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. He says, 497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for? He says, oh, I just carry it. So he says, all right, go on board. And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my God. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That brings us up to what's happening now. The Titanic, she's floating around, in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail, he's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg, having himself a little smoke, and it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, talk like all sorts of captain. He comes on out, and he's standing on his thing right now. That he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind, and he goes, (laughs) And he says, hey, first mate, what's that you smoking? He says, that ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, Captain. He says, I don't believe it. Give me a puff. He says, all right. So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right. It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around. He walked around the wheelhouse once. Around the wheelhouse twice. On the third time around the wheelhouse, the first mate, he looked on over at the captain and say, you want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, smoke that is smoking. He says, now, the idea, Captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right, he take himself three big tokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse. He went downstairs. He laid down. He got up. He ran in the other room. He sent a radiogram. He came on back in. He took a shower. He come out. He shaved. He laid down. He got up again. He turned on the television. He turned off the radio. He played a game of cribbage. He read a Smash Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen. Made a cup of tea. Made a cup of coffee. Sat down. Ate a piece of pie. Went upstairs. Played another game of cribbage. Went back in. Finished his other Smash Marvel comic book. Laid down. He had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioner. Everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck, and this is 52 minutes later, and this can't he breathe yet? So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, you gotta let it out, Captain. So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor. He's out cold. Oh, this just brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic, she's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over there on the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. Midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my God, see, farewell, Titanic, farewell. Now they wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said the ship don't haul no toll. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs a hold of the wheel. Looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, I'm gonna move you, baby. And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It rolled midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my Godzilla. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. God, he wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with them the captain. She took with them the landlubbers. She took with them the Mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, he's standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside, on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it was a wet road shack. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like it's going out style. He's gonna do the Eagle Rock now, everybody in for the Eagle Rock. See, the band was playing near my God. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this is a hollow bone. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Farewell, Titanic, going down.
April the 14th day, great Titanic, strong night bang, people that running free, gone moon, 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 and the people that running free, the guards who had been watching, sleep but they were tired, when they heard the great excitement, many gunshots were fired, gone moon. Oh, on my, and the people that run and pray. Captain Smith gave orders, women and children face. Man at a life of a let on, man at a life of crush. Gone on my, and the people that run and pray. Happy home, holy paper us says, Lord Jesus, will you hear us now? Help us in our distress, come on, on, people that run and pray, women that leave it, loved one, before the safety, when they heard things, loved one doomed, hearts that almost break, come on. On moon, and the people that run and pray. A.G. Smith, mighty man, build a boat that he couldn't understand. Name it the name of God in the tin. Middle of the sea, Lord, the boat is in. On moon, and the people that run and pray. Well,
Blind Willie Johnson on the Technicolor Dreamscape, and that being a tune called God Moves on the Waters, and before that, something concocted by, let me grab the CD over here that I have for that. Jamie Brockett, the legend of the USS Titanic is the name of that thing. You're listening to King David McKenzie on the Technicolor Dreamscape from your local independent media outlet, courtesy of RadioForAll.net. Support both institutions, I would appreciate. Back in Back in 1971, some of you may remember, there was a man by the name of Tom Clay. He was a disc jockey originally in Detroit in the early 60s. He moved out to Los Angeles. He was there for a while. And he put together a sound collage, a medley of sorts of What the World Needs Now is Love and Abraham, Martin, and John, and incorporating sound effects, a lot of them especially surrounding the Kennedy and King assassinations. And the thing was released by Motown Records on one of their subsidiary labels, sold over 1 million copies. Motown didn't pay Tom Clay a nickel on that, according to what Clay claimed. Back around the time of the first Gulf War, also known as Operation Desert Scam, what we all of a sudden saw by about roughly March of 1991 was a new collage that Tom Clay had put together called Time for a Change. If you think about it, it actually fits real well today. This is that particular piece of tape, the late, great Tom Clay, Time for a Change, on the Technicolor Dreamscape.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died.
Well, left, right, left.
Go left, right, left.
This war is now behind us. Let us give thanks to those who risked their lives. Let us never forget those who gave their lives. May God bless our valiant military forces and their families, and let us all remember them in our prayers.
Scared? Yeah, I'm scared. Everybody's scared. Anybody who tells you he isn't is lying. Well, we got a job to do, and if that means we go home in a body bag, well, hey, that's the way it goes.
Who knows why? Someday we all must die.
Well, our gun didn't fire. So what that means is within 3 minutes, all of us in the pit are dead. And, well, at least I hope I'm dead too, because I don't want to have to write the letters home.
Nothing to kill.
You're not supposed to cry and you're not supposed to show emotion. Don't touch, don't react, don't feel. And I think that's what screwed us all up. And I think it's time for a change.
I say we get a nuclear warhead and go over there and nuke them all. You know, as to the women and kids, well, hell, buddy, this is war.
There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way.
This is a special edition of the CBS Evening News as part of our coverage of Showdown in the Gulf. Dan Rather reporting. Good evening. 4 U.S. planes have now been lost. 7 crewmen officially listed as missing.
Good evening. It is now early Saturday morning in the Middle East, and the war goes on, wave after wave of air attacks on Iraqi military targets. 4 U.S. warplanes down. 7 American crewmen officially listed as...
And it is costing lives. 3 more U.S. jets have been shot down since yesterday, each with a 2-man crew. That brings the total Allied losses to 8 aircraft.
Good evening. It has been another eventful night. Once again, the alarms went off in Israel, and this time, apparently, at least 3.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you to die.
A big disease with a little name. At home there are 70-year-old boys high on
This is Corporal Andy Wolf of the 7th Army. I'd like to say hi to my wife and daughter back in the States. Hi, sweetheart. I'm okay. Stop worrying. This thing won't take long, and I'll be home soon. I love you.
Hi, Dad. I miss you.
Bye.
That was Courtney. She misses you so much. She keeps looking for you in the closet. I think she thinks you're hiding. Anyways, she loves you, and I love you, and I hope everything is well. And we hope to see you soon.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America.
Mine is the last voice that you will ever hear. Do not be alarmed.
Hold it. Hold it just a minute. I want you to know one thing. I don't like you. I love you.
I'll
across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
The morning, soon he'll rise, find the glasses for his eyes aren't what they used to be. Picks up the clothes he's worn so long on the bureau, sits the picture of a lady and the mural of a man. Reminds him of other days many years ago.
thoughts of a child that he helped grow, and the memory of a letter saying, "Dear sir, we regret to inform you, your son will not be coming home." The old man walks in Hickle Park. From bench to bench he moves from morning till dark. For the ducks some bread he brings. Wonder if he'll feed them this time next spring.
Old man, tell me, are there fears? Do you measure life in years? Or is one day all you'll ever know?
Barber with a song called Echo Park, and prior to that, Fiona Apple, her version of an old Lennon tune called Across the Universe. Some friends of mine from over by Scotland Way called Rise. They have a website I think you will want to check out, www.riseband, R-I-S-E-B-A-N-D, all one word, www.riseband.co.uk. That's from their Uncertain Wonders album, another Lennon tune entitled Imagine. Disappear Fear with a Phil Oakes composition entitled Is There Anybody Here? And the whole thing started off by the late, great Tom Clay with his collage from back in 1991, Time for a Change. King David McKenzie here on the Technicolor Dreamscape, courtesy of RadioForAll.net. Please thank that particular organization, and also please help out any other organization helping you to hear this particular program. Would appreciate it. Shall we go back to a little topicality and possibly pick up the tempo a little bit? I believe we will do that. This thing came out, what, about 1974? Interestingly enough, it's kind of timely again. This is Brother Jerry Reed.
Well, now listen, people, let me tell you some news. I sang a song called the Crude Oil Blues. We're low on heat and on, we're low on gas. And I'm so cold, I'm about to freeze myself. We got the crude oil blues. Lord, the wintertime show getting cold to the bottom of my shoes. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak, but it ain't because of love, it's from the lack of heat. I got the crude oil blues. I'm gonna tell you a story about this drunk I knew. He kept his basement full of homemade brew, but the winter got so bad it screwed up the boy's thinking. He got so cold he had to burn all his drinking. He's got the crude oil blues. He said the winter time can sure get cold to the bottom of your shoes. He said, burning this booze just destroys my soul. But there's one thing about it, honey, when you're cold, you're cold. I got the crude oil blues. Oh, back up, son, let me generate a little heat. All right. All juke it, son. Record, there was a little bit of doubt. whether or not the thing was ever gonna come out. I said, hey, Chief, you reckon this record will be released? He said, son, we ain't even got enough oil to keep the presses greased. We got the crude oil blues. And son, if we can't make a record, then we don't need you. I said, well, what am I gonna do if I can't sing and pick? He said, well, just keep yourself warm playing all them hard licks. We got the crude oil blues. Don't forget to bring in the brass monkey. And remember what Albert Einstein said, that cooling is conducive to cuddling. Honey, I love you, but pass the duck down. Hey, I read a sign on the pump at my favorite gas station yesterday. It said, he who expected nothing ain't gonna be deceived.
so connected that you were a part of me. Now I feel an emptiness right to the heart of me. But you pretend.
Sister Mary Chapin Carpenter, quitting time. Not quite quitting time on the Technicolor Dreamscape, but rather approaching that. Before that, we had Lita Ford, What Do You Know About Love? Kirsty MacColl, missed that lady. Some Kind of Bad, tune called Innocence. And Fanny did Ain't That Peculiar. Whole thing set started off by Jerry Reed, The Crude Oil Blues. King David McKenzie on the Technicolor Dreamscape from Radio4All.net. Hope you're enjoying what you're listening to. And if you are, just drop me a line. All you have to do is send it to The Voice of Labor, all one word, THEVOICEOFLABOR. At hotmail.com. The Voice of Labor at hotmail.com. Check it out. I hope that you will send some to me. One more set here. Let's go back to Woodstock, shall we? This is Janis Joplin.
Never shone on me, no, no. Baby, and I won't. And I want my whole life to be live with you, babe. So when I want, wants to be living, loving you. There's a way. Ooh, everybody say you can do anything. You can do every little thing. What a what good? What good? Honey, what else would be good? Can I ever pray? Cause I ain't got you with my love. I said that I can't find you, babe, but I better look around for you. You don't know. You don't know what it's like. No, you don't. No, no, no. You don't know. Honey, you don't know. It's love. What a love. Anybody. And I said I got to try and talk about holding you now. The way I love you, babe. And I've been loving you, babe. In my brain. Oh, honey, I can see your face again. I know. I said I feel I got to know my own frame of mind. Has to ever be so goddamn blind, honey, like I was. And I tell you that I was. I said I know that I was. I was very, very blind. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But I'm just a girl. Can't you just take a look at me and tell that I live, honey, and I breathe for you. Don't you know, do you? But what good? What good? You don't know. You don't know what it's like. No, you don't, and you never ever do. You don't know. You don't know. It's love. What a love. Anybody. Oh, hon, I got to talk about it now. The way I try to love you, babe. Hon, I just want you to know I try. You can do anything. You can do everything. And I think I can. I said, I know I can. But what good? Oh, what good? Honey, what good can I ever bring? Cause I ain't got you. That's all I ever wanted. And I ain't got you, babe. I've been looking around. You don't know. You don't know what it's like. No, you don't. Never, never, never. You don't know. Honey, you don't know what it's like. What a love, anybody. Oh, honey, I said I want to talk about it now. Well, baby, baby, yeah. Cause you don't know. You don't know what it's like. No, you don't, and you never ever do. You don't know. I try to show you, Lordy. I try to help you, Lordy. But you never ever.
Thank you. Russian t-shirts for Bloody Tuesday, man. You've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow.
Claiming to be the Walrus. And that does it for this edition of the Technicolor Dreamscape. Another one should be along fairly quickly. From RadioForAll.net, I appreciate your being here. I'm King David McKenzie. See you next time. Until then, remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. And wherever you are, Roberta Peydon, I still love you. Somewhere over
to start and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where
Cheers.